Hey, I'm Maggie Domingo, and I'm sharing how human design can reveal your true, unique self. It's a personal development tool that provides practical and actionable concepts to be applied to your day-to-day so you can live a more fulfilling and aligned life. And who wouldn't want that? This is the Maggie Domingo Podcast.
Hello and welcome back. I am back to my continued solo episodes, but if you haven't had a chance to listen to my previous episode, I gave an online friend of mine his first human design reading. It was with Brian Schrader. He is a marriage and family therapist, and we've been in each other's online spaces for probably a couple of years now that I'm thinking about it. And I was featured on his podcast to talk about aligning with your authentic self using human design a couple months ago, actually. And in return, I gave him a human design reading because I felt like it would not only be serving to him to learn about his foundational five features, but also give you all the opportunity to kind of listen in on what a human design reading can shed light on about yourself. So if you haven't already had a chance to listen to that, I do recommend it just because it's I know it's a little bit longer than my normal episodes, but it's just cool to kind of see, I guess, here in this instance, what came out of that conversation and what things really resonated with him and what things he was like, oh yeah, you know, I got to keep that in mind moving forward. So it was just really cool to have that conversation with him. But anyway, I am coming off of an extremely productive weekend. Well, really the last few weeks, actually, now that I'm thinking about it, but I'm getting very clear on who I'm here to serve, the offers that would be most supportive for those people in meeting them where they're at, not just in their human design journey, but really kind of just their personal growth journey overall. And then also honing in on a monthly content creation schedule for me that is most supportive and sustainable for my own creation and implementation process. So over these last few weeks, I've decided to start a blog, which I'm really excited about because I do love writing. So I'll go ahead and link that in the show notes if you want to check that out. Those will be coming out twice a month. And then I've also decided to start Brevity Bulletin, which is an email newsletter that will come out twice a month with the most recent podcast episode, you know, blog posts, and any other like updates and resources that you might find helpful. So I'll go ahead and also include the link to that in the show notes if you're interested in subscribing to that newsletter. And these Brevity Bulletin newsletters are going to be really concise. They're going to be very to the point, very simple, efficient, and effective, which is my life motto. And I also want them to be a little fun. And I do want them to kind of be like interactive in a way. So there's always going to be an opportunity for you to actually reply back to the email and interact. But anyway, long story short, I kind of like Capricorned the hell out of all of these processes. So my marketing channels, my content creation flow, my offer suite, and the launches that precede those offers, just all of that. And now I have this calendar routine that I'm like so lit up about because it's giving me structure to follow in a way that is organized for me. So my Capricorn side is like, finally, Maggie, like you got your shit together. So like now it's time to get some real work done. So now that you have the context of like the energy that I've been working in over the last few weeks, I asked myself, what could I create that would help people figure out if human design is even worth pursuing as a personal growth tool without even needing to know much about human design prior? And I was like, oh, hello, easy. I'm going to create a human design compatibility quiz that helps people figure that out. So this concept was really lighting me up and I haven't really seen it done before. So I knew that I had to pursue this idea based on those two things. So I began to brainstorm to figure out what are those things that one has to believe are true for themselves in order for them to feel confident that human design would benefit them in learning about their authentic selves and how to stay in alignment with that version of themselves. What are those key things about someone and the human design system itself that could help the person determine if it's a compatible option for them or not? And this is what I'm actually going to be going over today are some of those main factors that help you figure out if human design might be a good fit for you to explore what makes you unique and how to stay in alignment with your authentic self. So in no particular order, I'm just going to go through them. But the first one that I want to talk about today is one's openness and willingness. So obviously, we can be very open in certain areas of our life and be kind of more closed off or shut down in other areas. And that's fine. I feel like that's normal. Like who is just so completely open to anything and everything? Like we all have preferences and stuff like that. But for example, you could have someone who's very open to trying new restaurants and lots of different foods and stuff like that. But when it comes to shopping shopping for workout clothes or running shoes, they're not willing to buy anything except Nike or Adidas or Lululemon or something like that. It's kind of a dumb example, but it's a simple way to show you what this could look like. So I mean more open and willing as something just very general. Are you open to hearing about new things, new perspectives? Are you willing to hear something out first before you then decide what your opinion is on it and where it's going to fit within your life or not fit in your life? Do you consider yourself open and willing? And if you don't know how to answer that question, I mean, let's leave politics out of the conversation. But, you know, think like movie genres, types of music, different hobbies and, you know, different passions of people, sports, you know, just things like that. Like, it's not that you have to actually like and enjoy all of those things, but are you willing to learn more about those things? Or again, at least like hear someone out when they're talking about those things and not just completely dismiss them because they're talking about football and you're like, I don't like football, so I don't want to listen to this. You know, it's like, are you at least willing to just sit in the conversation and be a listener and then you can move on from that point? But I would still consider that if you are willing to sit in a conversation where the topic is not really something of immediate interest, are you just at least open and willing to sit in that conversation? Like, it can be as simple as that if you're really getting into your head about this. But in general, are you a fairly open and willing person? And within the quiz that I created, I give you options. It's not just like a yes or a no, because that does feel too harsh. That doesn't feel right. So if you end up taking the quiz, you can say like, in general, like I kind of am, or you're like, you know what? No, I'm actually kind of not. I know what I like and I like to stick to it and I don't really want to venture outside of that, you know? So you get options within my quiz. The next factor that I want to move on to in helping you figure out if human design would be a compatible personal development tool for you is whether or not you actually enjoy learning about yourself. It even feels weird to kind of like talk about out loud, but it's kind of not really something that we talk about. It's like something that is kind of always like maybe implied in the things that we hear about or we partake in ourselves, but it's not really like as direct as I'm making it. So do you enjoy learning about yourself? Do you care to know why you think what you think and why you do what you do? Do you see the value in learning about yourself on more of a intimate, kind of deeper level like that? Because if you don't, then of course human design is not for you. You know, like that's fine. No shame. I don't want to show you how human design can benefit you if you don't even feel the need or have the desire to learn more about yourself in that capacity, because human design is all about you. Yes, you can look up other people's human designs and you can get into that whole conversation and all that stuff, but human design is all centered around you and your body graph, your human design chart that you pull from your birth date, time, and location. So if you don't care to learn about yourself, then yeah, there's no point in you getting into human design. Again, that's fine. It's not going to be for everybody. And that's what my quiz kind of helps you figure out. Is it something worth you even pursuing without needing to know a whole bunch of stuff about it? So do you like to learn about yourself? What I will say though is self-development should be something that you're always striving towards in some way. We really need to aspire to be individuals who increase our awareness and take time to self-reflect through our experiences, because that's how we grow as individuals. And inquiring minds are how we're as advanced as we are, not just as a society, but as a species. Take advantage of your brain's ability and its function to learn all you can. I think where people lean into this that ends up being not as self-serving is they just want to learn about everything outside of themselves. Think about it. I mean, we go to school K through 12 and pursue higher education for what? To learn about kind of all these other things that don't actually center around learning about ourselves. We learn about history, we learn about math and science and the arts and physical education and all the other things. Yes, that's absolutely needed, especially to be a contributing member to society. I do think it's important. I think education is very important in that more traditional sense. But when is the last time that you learned something about yourself? So I'm just going to leave you with that question and move on to the next factor. This is the last one that I'm going to talk about for today. So this last factor that I'll go into is, are you interested in optimizing your life? You're like, what does that even mean? So let me give you an example. You know how I am with my examples. What is a car's purpose? You know, what is the simplest way to describe the function of a vehicle? And I would describe it as moving you faster. Like, that's why, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's why the car was invented. It was, how do I get to this place faster? How do I move quicker, right? So what do we need to do to make sure that that car is operating correctly, to make sure that it's optimized for the performance of getting you to move faster? Well, we do things like brake maintenance, we change the oil. I mean, sometimes we pay people to change the oil and do these things, but you get what I'm saying. You know, we rotate the tires, we fix alignment, we change air filters, and then we do like extra stuff that because we just like to do it for our car or for ourselves, like getting the car detailed, tinting the windows, adding in an air freshener, you know, putting up a sunshade, like things like that. So think of yourself as the car, you, the listener, you right now listening. You have a purpose. There is a reason why you exist. It's not for no reason. And there are things you can learn about yourself to optimize your natural potential. Maybe this is like the example that I need to shove in people's faces in order for them to get to see like why human design is so, or at least can be, you know, so transformative. I really truly see human design as an optimization tool. It helps us live the best life that we can for ourselves individually. I mean, how just incredible and fascinating is it to know that we have a resource like that? It is why I am so obsessed with this system as a whole, because I think the amount of potential that it holds itself about us in learning our own potential is just literally life-changing in my eyes. But again, I can understand why there would be people who, because of their priorities and their values and their former interests, all of those things, why human design would just not really interest them and it's not really a compatible resource for them. So that's why I created this quiz to help people figure out all of that stuff without even really needing to know much about human design. I would hope that once they're kind of in my space, they have at least heard about human design. They kind of get the gist of it. If not from me, then from someone else. But that's why I'm so excited about this quiz, is because you don't even need to know anything about human design in order for you to kind of figure out, is it actually something worth me specifically to pursue? So I don't know. Obviously, I think it's cool. So anyway, those are kind of the main three things that I really picked apart and then put into a quiz format to really help people figure out if it's a compatible resource for them. So to quickly review, it is your open and willingness, just in life in general, don't overanalyze it, your openness and willingness, whether or not you actually enjoy and prioritize learning about yourself. And then lastly, are you interested in optimizing your life for you individually? If what I talked about today has piqued your curiosity or interest in either human design or just my quiz in general, that quiz is officially live. It'll address the three things that I talked about today, again, in kind of different ways throughout the questions. And by the end of the quiz, you'll receive one of three results. And so one of the results will be, you know what, human design might not really be a good fit for you. The second possible one is that there might be some potential there. And then the third one is that it seems like it would actually be a really great fit for you. But one thing that I feel like I need to mention, though, is that just because you take the quiz and got a certain result does not mean that it's like this almighty answer to live by and or pursue. I'm hoping that people in my audience understand that this quiz is to gauge in general what your compatibility might be with human design. But you obviously hold the ultimate decision as to whether or not you will end up pursuing human design. You might end up getting an answer that's like, it's not really a great fit for you. But just after taking the quiz, you, again, your curiosity might pique and you're like, you know what, I do want to look a little bit more into this. And it could be the exact opposite. You could end up getting an answer that's like, yeah, it would be a really great fit for you, and you're still not interested in it. Like, that's fine. Don't make yourself wrong for that. I'm not going to make myself wrong for it and think that this is a bad quiz just because people change their minds or don't agree with the results. Like, people, it's a quiz, all right? Just give me and yourself a break. I'm not forcing you to do anything. Your result is my opinion based on the factors that I've picked out to determine possible compatibility, but you will always have the ability to remain sovereign over your own choices and commitments. So I just feel like I had to put that out there. But so your question today to ponder is very simple. It is, do you feel like you know yourself as well as you would like? I'm just going to leave it at that. No further explanation. Do you feel like you know yourself in all the ways that you would like? And to recap what links I have in the show notes for you all today, because I know this was kind of like a show notes links heavy episode. I'm normally not like that, but I told you I got to work over these last few weeks, so I got some things to share with you all. Okay, so I have the link to my new blog. Again, that's going to be coming out every other week. I have the link to my email newsletter called Brevity Bulletin. That will be coming out every other week. And then I also have the link to this quiz that I just told you about in this episode. All of that is in the show notes for you. I really hope that you'll check out just whichever one you feel inspired to check out. And I will catch you all in the next episode. Thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you so much for taking the time to tune into this episode. If it served you in any way, please leave a review so we can continue spreading the word about human design and raise consciousness together.